confession to me.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Lauren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
Lots of people on hold this morning. If your confession makes the air, you'll be in the running for those tickets to go to Tweetsie, to the Christmas display, Tweetsie Railroad. Christmas lights, Christmas music. It's lots of fun, and we'll hook you up with tickets to that. Since there's so many people on hold, let's get right to it, Roy.
Perfect. It is a judgment-free zone here in our Planet Fitness studios. Anonymous Charlotte. By the way, we have like three anonymouses in Charlotte, so just one of you say hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Okay, you're first up with Confession Wednesday.
Okay, cool. you ready for my confession?
Go ahead. Yeah, you're live.
Well, I hate brushing my kids' teeth. There's toothpaste everywhere. They, like, drink it. They try to put it all over their face. So half the time I don't do it and just splash some water on their face and hope for the best. I mean, their teeth are going to fall out anyways, right? They're little. So yeah. I feel like it will be okay, but I just can't handle it some days.
So these teeth will fall out, and I'm totally not judging, but I didn't brush my teeth real good when I was little, and I had a root canal on one of my baby teeth.
Oh!
And I had to be hospitalized for it.
Oh, my God. How old were you?
I was like six, oh. I guess. Yeah.
It's all right. I judge myself sometimes, but no. I'm just like, I just can't, like.
I hear you.
Do it all, and sometimes it's just the teeth that get the boot.
Yeah, I know.
I hear you. And Amanda and I, we split up, and one of us takes Dean, one of us takes the baby, and Amanda says I don't brush Dean's teeth long enough. And I said, well, Dean does a pretty good job. He's 5 years old. He can brush his teeth. So I asked the dentist, what age should the kids start brushing their teeth by themselves?
Uh-huh.
The dentist said the rule of thumb usually is if they can tie their own shoes, they can brush their own teeth.
That's a good rule.
Oh, that is a good rule.
Oh,
so no, get
my
teaching.
My 5-year-old can't tie his shoes yet.
Yeah,
so
neither can Dean. All right. Thanks,
Hey, and this may seem like a stupid question, but if you don't brush your teeth, is there a greater chance your adult teeth will come in crooked?
No.
No. That has no effect.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Right. I know Dean's teeth are supposedly rigid, so they hold food more than the average kid. So that's why Amanda's a little more woke to it. Plus, Dean was getting a cavity, and they put the sealant on it, and they stopped it.
Oh, wow. Let's try another anonymous in Charlotte. What do you do with your coworkers?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. So we have this IT guy that is, like, super obnoxious. He's always coming up behind people, trying to scare them at work. He'll log onto your computer while you're in the middle of work. He likes to tell on people if they're doing, like, something that's unwork-related. So a lot of our coworkers just really don't care for this guy.
Uh-huh.
So every day when he puts his lunch in the fridge, he immediately goes to this meeting in the mornings, and he also has one in the afternoon. So one of my four coworkers or I will take a bite out of his food because he's very germaphobe and then put it back in the fridge so that he can see that someone took a bite out of it. But we don't really eat it because we know one day he's going to put something disgusting in there for us. So we either take it out with a fork or we bite it and spit it out just so that he's so disgusted at lunch that he just won't eat it.
Because
the rest of us.
You know, I thought you were going to say that you would steal the lunch.
Yeah.
But no, you take it a step further. You want him to know that you guys are purposely doing it.
How many people are in on this joke?
There are five of us.
And so what time do you start planning? Like, how do you know who's going to take the bite that day?
So we can see his schedule on his calendar. And sometimes he tries to trick us and he puts something on there and then he's not really there. So we kind of take turns, or if I see him go, I'll text someone else and be like, he's at his desk. Go do it. Go do it. Or he's away from his desk. Go do it.
So funny.
That's awesome. Aww. Thank you, Anonymous.
Okay, this is another anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show, Judgment Free Zone in our Planet Fitness studios. Go ahead with your confession.
Good morning. I run a mobile haircutting business. And so when I go see my clients, it's nothing out of the ordinary for me to just kind of show up, cut your hair, call it a day. A few weeks ago, I decided that I wanted to live a little bit. I showed up at a client's house. I cut the client's hair. And then we moved furniture. It was terrible. And so I will not be doing that anymore.
That's terrible. Wow.
You mean the actual furniture moving was terrible, or the act of doing it because he was married was terrible?
He's not married.
Okay.
But the act of doing it was
terrible.
You felt terrible. Okay. I mean, Was it fun?
I mean, I felt bad. Oh. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, you had a hell of a haircut, so that was a turn on. Did you move furniture before or after the haircut?
Before.
I was to say, after, there'd be hair everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Would she be mad at him? Give him a bad haircut? You know, if you were a little better, I would blend it. Thanks, Anonymous. Thank you. And more people are on hold, and we'll take your phone calls. By the way, someone is on hold that says they have a confession about a show member.
Really?
A show member?
One of the three of us is involved in this next confession. We'll get to your calls, too.
All right, 704-570-9595. Don't go anywhere. It is Confession Wednesday with the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I have a confession to make.
Go on. It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
Get your Christmas tickets at kiss951.com. Make sure you snag those up. Why don't we? Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, December 13th. Us and you. That's what you need to be. That's what you need to do is get the tickets. But moving through Confession Wednesday, let's go down to Lancaster with Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It's Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess? Anonymous in Lancaster?
Hello?
Well, we have had them on hold for quite some time.
Yeah, she probably walked away.
I don't blame them.
Wait, I have a feeling she's coming back.
Hey, hi. Are you there?
Hey, yeah, I am. How are y'all?
Good, it's you.
Yes.
I just want to
confess that after several years of my ex-husband, well, husband at the time, cheating on me, I sent brownies laced with laxative to my children's family gathering to give them, and told my children they were made with sugar-free, they were sugar-free, so they wouldn't eat them. And, yeah, needless to say, that was a great revenge for me.
Did you ever get confirmation that he actually consumed them?
I did. His sister and I are actually still close to this day. And, yeah, he had a terrible night.
Yeah, but awesome. You had a great night, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
I love that she sent them to the family gathering, too. She's like, I'll take the whole ship down.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you careful that he was the only one that ate them?
Well, at the time, I was sort of, like, temporary insane because of the fact that after 16 years, he had cheated on me with a lady that was, like, 10 years older than us. And I didn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did not care.
Okay.
I knew it wouldn't kill anybody, but, you know.
Yeah. Somebody would get it, and hopefully it would be your ex, your cheating ex. And Roy, by the way, thank you, Anonymous. Wouldn't you say that that's the most common?
That's probably the most common confession we get. A lot of people love giving laxatives.
Gosh, the way I sound in here sometimes, don't you think that maybe Amanda's doing that to me?
You do, like at 5 a.m., have a gurgly stomach.
And I just don't know it, so that means it's dinner from the night before.
Yeah, because I always thought laxatives were quick, but they're not. Evidently, it takes some time.
You didn't do the dishes or the laundry like I left a note saying to do?
I'll fix you.
All right, let's go with Linda in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Hey, you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks, Linda. So before we went to some music there, I said to everyone that somebody on hold used one of us. This is a confession about one of us. So this is you. What happened?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. I did this about 2 weeks ago, and a friend of mine, we went out to dinner, and we were talking about how Lauren ate that really, really hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then, so, you know, she was kind of on our minds, and then we hadn't gotten our drinks, so I said, well, maybe I should say I'm Lauren. And so I said...
Are you meaning Loren?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I figured.
And I said, well, I'm Loren from Kiss 95.1, and I said, if you're going to keep giving us bad service, I was going to tell all my listeners what a bad restaurant they were, and they believe me. And got scared, and they gave us free drinks and food.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm not too worried about this, because I think she called you Lauren, probably, at the restaurant. So.
Maybe there's a Lauren and a Lauren.
Because I have another friend. I'm always, I do that.
Trust me.
With Lauren and Lauren. And
we get it confused,
Alicia
too.
And Alicia, and my bad.
Just to confirm, you told the manager, whoever at the restaurant, that you were Lauren from KS95.1.
Yes, I definitely said, I said, I'm Lorraine. And then my friend, I had my friend say, hey, Lorraine, I really think that we should leave.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not getting the service we want. And I said, oh, everyone's going to hear on Kiss. I'm going to tell everybody what you guys have been doing and how bad you are. And they just, they freaked out. I've never seen people move. I've never had such fast service in my whole life. We got the bill completely free.
Oh, no. This is bad. Hold on. We shouldn't have taken that because now people are going to use our names. And by the way, it doesn't get anything.
No, it really doesn't. I think that was a one-off.
Yeah. In fact, if anything, I probably get spit in my food if I say I'm Roy.
Well, now I'm afraid to go out.
Linda, do you at least look like Lorraine at all?
No, I don't. So thank goodness they didn't know. It was a picture. We do not look alike, and thank goodness they didn't know what you look like.
Oh, that's funny.
Or else I wouldn't have gotten away with it.
Boy, there's going to be some. One of y'all is going to win a trip to Tweetsie to go to the Tweetsie Railroad Christmas. There's going to be some characters up there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? One of y'all are going.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, thanks, Linda. By the way, I do want to get to another one or two. Do you remember Tweetsie? Somebody used my name?
Yeah. Yeah.
And threw a fit. And then Tweetsie was like called down here. And they're like, why did Manny do that? And I had to be like, that wasn't me.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that this restaurant may like call the station and
advertise. Tell them we're sorry. We'll come on and advertise.
Or what if they already do advertise and then now they're pulling it because they think Lorraine?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's so bad. Please don't use our names. Yeah. It doesn't get you anywhere. I can assure you. It just creates problems.
And a free meal.
And let's try Lauren in Hickory. Lauren, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing really well. You are live with Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
Okay. So I am a single mom. Went through a breakup. I used to live in Morganton, and now I'm back with my parents, me and my daughter, and you know, I help out around the house. I've got a job. I take my kids to school. I come home. But what I would like to confess is more of a personal thing. And I wear my underwear. I get so wrapped up doing laundry, everyone else's, that sometimes I get up in the morning and I'm ready to go to work or take my daughter to school. And I'm like, oh, I've worn these panties for 2 days in a row. I ain't got any clean ones. So I flip them inside out. I really do. And then it could be another 2 days, and I'm like scrounging up a pair, and I might have to steal a pair of my mother's, and they're so much bigger.
Life gets in the way, Lauren, and that's why next week on the MRL show, we found underwear that you could wear for 3 weeks, the company claims, because it's got some sort of fiber that cleans itself. So I'm actually going to try it, and I'm going to wear the underwear starting next week right up to the 21st, our last day on the air before vacation. And then on the 21st, Lorraine's going to snip it and see if it really works.
I want to sniff it. I kind of want to
do it. I'll snip it. I'll do it.
All right, I'll see. They have women's pair, too. I don't know if they sent us one, but if they do, we would love to give it to you, Lauren.
I just unpacked them. I think they're two guys'
Thank
pairs.
You. Oh, yeah. Good. All right, so me and Adam Driver will wear them. All right. Wow, what a Confession Wednesday.
Seriously.
Unfortunately, we can't take any more confessions. We appreciate everyone calling. And, hey, we'll bring it back next week since it was such a hit this week.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.